Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Tattoos have a storied history in our cultural imagination. Once the domain of bikers and sailors, the art form has had a renaissance in the 21st century. Everyone from famous actors to politicians have tattoos, and as our next guest will tell you, even some tattoo artists themselves have been elevated to celebrity status.
Local artist Garrett Bisbee was recently among them. As one of the youngest contestants on the 10th season of Ink Master, he was competing against seasoned professionals and well-known tattooers for the title.
Bisbee was eliminated on the second episode of the series, and he's now back in Milwaukee working at River West Tattoo Company. He joined Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about some of the finer points of tattoo artistry and what inspired him to take up the craft.
I was in church a lot as a kid, and so I would just be drawing. Like, the three times a week I was in church, it would just be like 2 hours of just me drawing and just completely ignoring everything else. I knew I was interested in drawing, and I knew I was good at it, and so when I started getting tattooed, I remember looking at some of the tattoos I was getting and kind of tattoos people were doing. I was like, I could draw better than these people. Why can't I do this?
What made you want to compete as a tattoo artist? What brought you to Ink Masters?
Honestly, just the fact that it's like so much publicity, you know? It's just like so great to get my artwork seen on television, you know? It's cool.
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah, it was really fun. I mean, they emailed me, and I had obviously been a fan of the show. And, you know, when you're a fan of the show, you kind of like, sometimes you kind of fantasize about being on it yourself. And I've always kind of done that, you know, when I've seen the show in the past. And so when they asked me, I like freaked out. I was like, heck yeah, like I could do that.
One of the interesting things about, I think, kind of all of these reality television shows where they're judging artwork specifically is, obviously, artists are so different. They have so many different styles.
See, with tattooing, there's a lot of rules to tattooing. You know, with other art and other forms of mediums, there's no rules. Like, you could be a painter. Well, there are some rules, like classical painting, like depending on what genre of art you're in. But tattooing is not like any other art form. It's got a lot of rules. It's got a lot of traditions that have been passed down for a couple of generations now. And if you break those rules, you know, you lose a lot of respect from your peers. Tattoo doesn't hold up over time. There's a lot of things that go into it that they kind of judge you on. You know, fundamentals. Like, I mean, if you do tattooing and you do really sloppy tattoos and bad line work, you could still say that's art, and it totally is, but it's not a good tattoo. So it's like competing on that kind of level.
So what are these like rules that all tattoo artists have to follow?
Oh, just smooth black and gray, solid saturation, not overworking the skin, placement on the body. You know, like if you face a face the wrong way, like say I'm doing a tattoo on someone's chest and it's got a face incorporated, like a profile. If it's facing someone's armpit, like that does not look as good as it would facing the center of their chest. So that's like just an example of a rule that you kind of have to follow as a tattooer.
Hmm. What do you mean by overworking skin?
I mean, if you tattoo the skin too much, like in the same sitting, the skin kind of just turns a hamburger and scabs up, and then the tattoo falls out and doesn't stay.
Hmm. So longevity is definitely a part of one of these rules.
Oh, 100%. Because you want your tattoo to last forever. You don't want to have to go back into it, touch it up, you know, five times. So you want it to be... You want to be efficient with your tattooing. You want to get in and get out, make them have a solid tattoo that's going to last them their entire life.
How do you ensure that something does last a long time? Is it the layers of skin that it goes into? Is it the way, how do you draw something so it stays?
It's a lot. It's a lot that goes into it. It takes a lot of years of practice. A lot of it has to do with the equipment you use. If you use really cheap, like, if you go out and buy a tattoo machine off Amazon.com for $40, it's going to be very hard to create a tattoo with that that's going to last a long time, you know? So it's the equipment you use. It's the, like, steadiness of your hand. If I pull a line, like, really quickly and really get it in there, it's going to not traumatize the skin. You know, if you're, like, just overworking areas and stuff like that, it's just going to fall out. It's not going to last as long.
So what is skin like as a canvas? I'm someone who does like a little bit of artwork, and I know that paper, depending on like how thick the paper is, depending on how that paper is made, it really impacts how your pen works on it. Is skin similar? How is skin as a canvas?
It's really different. Like you said, you know, like there's tons of different kinds of paper, like the way it's pressed and stuff like that. And it, what's crazy is everybody's skin is different too. You know, sometimes people who are a little bit older have like more weathered skin. You know, people who tan a lot have different kinds of skin. It's interesting because you have to, it's difficult because you have to like stretch the skin as you tattoo. Your canvases are always moving. I've had people pass out on me, throw up on me, you know, stuff like that. So there's a lot of things about tattooing that make it different. In my opinion, it's the most difficult medium to work in.
I'm talking to Garrett Bisbee. He's a local tattoo artist who was recently featured on Ink Master. And talking about skin as a kind of canvas, what is the best kind of skin in an ideal world? What is like your perfect canvas look like?
Oh, that's actually kind of a hard question. I mean, the majority of people who come get tattooed by me, I'm skilled enough to work with anybody, you know, no matter what age you are, what kind of skin you have, how much you tan, you know, I'm good at my job and I can give you a good tattoo. I mean, I really enjoy tattooing like my friends because my friends are like my age and they know like how to take care of their tattoos when I'm done with them.
But well, yeah, and if your friends are your age, they're in their 20s.
In their 20s, they're younger. They don't have, like, super weathered skin. A lot of my friends, they don't like to go outside, so they, like, aren't super tan and stuff like that. But, yeah.
What are the biggest variables you have to negotiate on the body itself? So when you're tattooing someone's arm or their shoulder, how do you navigate your design to fit the curvatures of their body?
Just practice, really. I do all my drawings on my iPad. So usually when I have a consultation with somebody, I just take a quick snapshot of wherever they want the tattoo, and then I can draw right on it, like on my iPad. Half the time, I just like to draw with Sharpie right on the skin before I tattoo. So that's another way. That's the best way, really, to get it to really fit the body nicely, is just to freehand it on with Sharpie.
What is the tattooing scene like in Milwaukee specifically? Is it a large, robust community, or is it more of a niche kind of thing?
Oh, it's the best. It really is. I've done plenty of guest spots and conventions everywhere around the states, and Milwaukee is definitely my favorite place to tattoo. The clientele is really great, especially being in River West, being so close to the college campus, you know, being kind of like that hippie area of town. You get a lot of weird requests too, which is fun. I like doing crazy tattoos sometimes, stuff that's like really unique. But yeah, as for like all the tattooers in town here, everybody's super supportive of each other. All the shops kind of like, you know, 10 years ago in tattooing, shops would look at each other like competition, but it's really not like that anymore. Now with like Instagram and Facebook and like all these ways that to make yourself your own business, everybody just kind of supports and helps each other out.
You mentioned request. What's the weirdest request you've had in River West?
You know, I get this question a lot, and I cannot ever think of a good reply. I've gotten some crazy, crazy requests that I probably can't repeat on the air. But other than that, you know, just weird stuff, weird album artworks that people bring in. I did, oh man, I'm blanking on the guy's name. Who's that poet? He does all those weird sketches.
A poet who does a bunch of
weird sketches.
Like Shel Silverstein?
Shel Silverstein. Yeah, I did a Shel Silverstein tattoo the other day, and it was just like this really gross man with like really big feet. I don't know what the poem was from or whatever, but just weird random stuff like that. It was super, super random.
Interesting. What is your advice to people who are considering, as you mentioned, people have thrown up on you, people have passed out. How do you ease the kinds of fears of people who hear those stories and go, oh, I shouldn't get a tattoo?
Just try your best not to be nervous, you know? Like 100% of the time when something like that happens, like if somebody passes out or throws up on me, it's just from nerves, really. It's always within like the first 5 minutes of tattooing, which is crazy. You know, sometimes people will, like, come in and not mention that they're on, like, some kind of medication that's making them, like, lightheaded, or, like, they were so nervous that they couldn't eat for the last, like, you know, 20 hours or something like that. And it's just a lot of those, like, factors and stuff. And just, I tattoo in a really chill environment. It's very relaxed. We listen to whatever music we want. I always ask my client what kind of music they like. You know, I'm very friendly. Everyone I work with is very friendly. There's no reason to be nervous. And, you know, tattoos really don't hurt as bad as everybody chalks it up to. it's really just more of an endurance game, you know, so it's not going to hurt right off the bat. And everybody has like a positive experience when they come get tattooed.
All right. So make sure you eat.
Yeah.
But otherwise.
Make sure you eat. Let me know if you take any crazy like medication before and we need to reschedule, you know, just the basic stuff.
All right. Well, Garrett, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you.
Garrett Bisbee is a local tattoo artist at River West Tattoo Company, and he is one of the youngest competitors on Ink Master Season 10 on the Paramount Network. Bisbee spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers.